Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk. On the line with us now, Coach Dan Wildfong of the Lone Star Brahmas. And Coach Dan, how are we doing this morning?
Doing a lot better than we got to win.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I had the pleasure of watching the game on Saturday night through fasthockey.com, and what a good win it was over the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees.
Yeah, you know, they got a really good team. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, and we, you know, we obviously struggle with them up till now. So it was nice to get a W on the road.
You know, the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees, definitely one of the top teams throughout y'all's league, but the Brahmas end up jumping up to an early lead, 2-0 by the end of the first. However, the Killer Bees started to close it by the end of the second with a score of 2-1, and then by the end of the game, it was 2-2. Therefore, leading it into overtime. Overtime, nobody scores. You'll go to the shootout, and the Brahmas end up outscoring, I think, what was it, 3-2?
Yeah.
I mean, just a terrific job, and, you know, you said it before we went on the air. They look like a hockey team. They look like they played a great game, and, I mean, just throughout the entirety of the game, it was eventful. It was exciting to see.
Yeah, it was. The boys really bought in to playing, you know, a team game. They practiced unreal the whole week. Like, it was, we did battle drills. They worked out hard. We had a Skype call with Andy McDonald with St. Louis Blues. He just retired. He was a 13-year man in the NHL. He won a Stanley Cup, and he really gave a great message to these guys, and I think that helped them as well, along with, you know, these guys just buying into not accepting being one of the bottom teams. So hopefully this is a turnaround for us, but we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Well, I mean, what a big momentum builder, more than anything, to be able to pick up such a good win over the Killer Bees, who, like I said earlier, one of the top teams in y'all's league.
Yeah, they've been playing really good hockey. Like I said, they're a fast team. Their forwards are really good. Their D are good, and they get great goaltending. So we had, you know, it's a challenge. There's obviously a lot of teams like that in the league, so we got to be ready to go every night.
Well, coming off of a win against the Killer Bees, finally, the Brahmas return home to the shoebox.
I know. It feels like it's a season opener again. Like, it's been so long. But I think that'll be nice to get that boost of energy from the crowd, and that we always have done well at home, and, you know, hopefully that continues come Friday, Saturday night.
You know, one of the most difficult times watching the game on Fast Hockey is when you occasionally get one of those announcers that are just so biased for their team.
Yeah.
It makes it hard to listen to, but it was almost kind of bittersweet being able to listen to the Brahmas go up and see those guys get a little more frustrated and a little more frustrated.
Yeah, well, we've taken enough of our frustration. You know, we've had some, I think, obviously, some bad luck, but, you know, you earn your luck, too, in my opinion. So I think we got a couple bounces go our way finally, and it's hopefully going to change some things. Hopefully, you know, it's still, so yeah, we just got one win. It's not like we, you know, tore it up or anything of a sweep of three games or anything, but we have to be ready for this. So that's the theme. We watched tape on them. I know their records, obviously, not the best, and they're about where we're at, but they got a good team. They're well coached, and they got a lot of speed on that team, a ton of speed. So we gotta be mentally ready for them.
Well, seeing the Brahmas after the last play of the game, you know, they really put forth more of an effort going into that third period than we have seen, more so in the other games.
Yeah, we're obviously talking about playing a 60-minute game. We've only, you know, we had spurts playing maybe 20 minutes a game or 40 minutes a game or even 55 a couple times, but we have to start learning to play a complete game Every shift matters. Every player matters. So we got to have that mentality going into this weekend as well.
Now, other than doing the radio program with us, there's also a segment called Coach's Corner that y'all are doing, I think, every 2 weeks, every other week. And it was done last night, so unfortunately I haven't been able to have the opportunity to see it yet, so y'all may have addressed this issue. But I'm curious as to the injury of Liam Sturtzinger this past game. Everything come out okay on that?
You know what? We thought it was going to be a lot worse than it was. It ended up being a little mild separation. He's probably going to be out maybe 2 to 3 weeks. So
it was a rough shot he took. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was. I can guarantee you 90% of the guys that play hockey have had some kind of shoulder issue. So this is Liam's first time, obviously, getting an injury. A lot of guys' first time getting major injuries, or this is a mild one, but just how to stay focused and how to learn from, what I mean by staying focused is they have to deal with injuries, make sure they're doing everything possible to get better and get that strengthened so that they can turn around and play for as quick as possible.
No doubt. Well, being that Sturtzinger's injured, you know, any other big injuries as of right now with the team?
We have a couple other injuries, as a coach, I don't really care to talk too much about it.
right. I understand. We'll move on from it then.
There is some key injuries that we actually had, and it's not just us. Every team goes through it. So, it gives some other guys opportunities to play on power plays, penalty kills, and situations that they normally don't have. So I tell everyone at the beginning of the year, when you have a chance and you have an opportunity, be ready. So I'm sure these guys don't get the ice they sometimes accustomed to, they will, and hopefully they respond well.
Well, have there been any significant roster changes, and who will we be seeing in the net this weekend?
We're going to be seeing Nahama. He obviously did a great job up in El Rio Grande. He's been playing really, really good in front of us, and I think we'll see him the first night, Friday, and we'll adjust to where it needs to be next night.
And coming up this Friday, everybody that heads out to the Nitech Sports Arena will receive a magnet schedule for the remainder of the season. And on Saturday, it's Boo in the Garden. Kids come out, get them all dressed up, and everybody going to be in costume just about at Nitech Sports Arena. One of the favorite times of the year for the people that work around there, get to take a little break and have some fun.
Yeah, it should be a good event. I know when we had it with the pro team, it was very successful, and this I'm sure it'll be great for the kids as well.
And y'all are taking on the Odessa Jackalopes?
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Again Saturday.
That's what I thought. It's just one of those names that just kind of throw you for a loop.
Yeah.
Well, returning back to the Nitech Sports Arena again this weekend, and want to remind everybody that tickets are on sale at LoneStarBrahmas.com. Also, you can check out that Coach's Corner that is aired every single weekend. I mentioned the roster changes. Has there been any other significant changes that you think we should know about?
Well, Matias, our goaltender, he ended up getting an opportunity to play Division 3 at Lawrence University. So he jumped on that opportunity, which is great for him. He gets to obviously go, that's what he wanted to do, and gets to obviously go to school and play hockey, which is a lot of these guys' dream. So it's he did really well in the Blaine Showcase, even though our record wasn't great. He did well, and there's opportunity that he could leave right away, and he thought it was a great opportunity because he's a 20-year-old and he might not have had a chance later on. So he's going to school and playing, and then we ended up making a move for Keenan. So obviously he's a good goalie, but we had some personnel changes that we had to make in order to clear some roster spots. So worked out fine for everyone.
Well, very, very good. I'm going to go ahead and let you get back to the busy business of getting ready for this weekend. I know coming back home, there's going to be a little bit of nerves, but a lot of a lot of comfort in coming back home and playing in the shoebox.
Yeah, I know our guys really enjoy playing here in front of this crowd with the atmosphere. I do too, so it should be hopefully a good event. We're really excited about the crowd, and I know our office staff has done a great job of promoting and getting people out, so it should be a good event for family and friends.
Well, very good. Thank you to Coach Wildfong for joining us. Again, want to encourage you to go check out the Lone Star Brahmas Coaches Corner that is shot every other week. Again, was shot yesterday evening, so that should be posted up at LoneStarBrahmas.com at least today some point. You can go check it out. Interviews with coaches as well as players. And as always, we'll be back next week with another segment of Brahma Talk. If you're interested in going to those games this weekend at the Nitech Sports Arena, visit LoneStarBrahmas.com to purchase online, or just head on out to the Nitech Sports Arena and pick up your tickets at the box office. Thank you so much, Coach Wildfong, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate having us.
And as we close out this segment, want to remind you about the 2013 Brahmas Golf Invitational at the resort on Eagle Mountain, happening Sunday, November 17th, beginning at 12:30 p.m. with a shotgun start. Sponsorship levels are still available, and team options for a four-person team. Entry is $500, green fees, cart, and dinner for teams. You have a possibility of including a Brahma player as your fourth member. And if you want to come in as an individual, it's $125. That pays for your green fees, cart, and dinner. Again, that's happening November 17th at the resort on Eagle Mountain. For more information, again, visit LoneStarBrahmas.com. And this will conclude another episode of Brahma Talk.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, boy, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.